The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, a little game for you children to play here. It should be pretty easy. You may have a little bit of trouble on the third category here, or the third answer. But the first two you'll get probably easily.
Okay.
Where did it go? Hang on. Okay. U.S. News and World Report ranked the top 10 states with the highest STD rates. What are the top three that have the most STDs?
Alaska.
That's one of them.
Is okay.
Yeah.
Alaska, Washington, and North Dakota?
No.
No.
You got one of the three.
I knew. I was confident about Alaska.
Florida.
No.
Louisiana.
That's one.
Okay.
Wow.
Alaska. Number one, I think.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Alaska and Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
But why do you say it like you know? What's the rationale?
Because usually when it's something negative, where the states are ranked, the bottom part is usually Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, West Virginia. I mean, it's a cluster of them. And then they just trade, you know, worse, which one's the worst, and then which one's the second worst. Gotcha. It depends on what. Especially Louisiana and Arkansas, they always seem, I mean, Louisiana and Mississippi always show up in these.
Alaska surprises me.
Yeah. 'Cause there's not as much to do, and people are just out there, you know, throwing it to one another, you know, trying to stay warm.
Yeah.
You know, because a nice case of syphilis will warm you up.
You bet.
Sure will.
You'll be burning. Mm-hmm. Burning up.
Yeah.
So yay.
Yeah, hooray. Congratulations on another win for Louisiana.
Yep. Yep.
You don't just fail in one category. It's like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, if you're gonna do it.
Do it all.
Nobody believed in you, but you persevered.
And an STD that can include herpes, gonorrhea, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Syphilis.
Sure.
Any of that.
Okay. HIV.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Full sure blown can. AIDS.
Now I don't really understand this. It says that Butterball is catching some heat from an old report from 2006. And I don't know why this is coming up now and why they would be taking heat for it. I didn't read the whole article, but it boils down to claims that employees at Butterball were sexually assaulting turkeys.
What?
Yeah.
People for the ethical treatment of animals, which right away, that's going to put me on guard to think this is a bunch of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
They launched an undercover investigation into Butterball's Ozark, Arkansas location. And an undisclosed investigator revealed... I got so many pop-ups getting in the way here. Revealed the alleged atrocities he witnessed, including sexual assault against the birds as employees shackled and slaughtered more than 50,000 turkeys each day. Well, it's a turkey company that processes turkeys to be eaten. So I'm sure they're going to be... You know, shackled, and they will be slaughtered. Shackled, what does that mean? It keeps them in a cage and then ring around their foot to keep them in the cage?
Right. Like they got to be tied down. Yeah,
that's what happens. I want to know. Oh, it says in the shockingly graphic video, the investigator claimed he saw a Butterball employee, put his finger in the turkey for fun, Another worker allegedly humped a turkey while it was restrained.
Oh, my gosh.
The investigator recalled another haunting instance when a worker was taunting another worker by holding a bird by the legs and doing making sexual
advances.
No, just making sexual gestures with it.
Mm.
Okay. And again, this is coming from PETA, who in a lot of people's opinion are a bunch of maniacs. So I don't know,
but
now, because I thought at first when I read the headline that it was somebody who was making the sweet love to a turkey that had already been processed.
Right.
Oh,
that's what I thought too.
Which is, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Cause it's, yeah, it's already,
unless he puts it back on the production line.
No, I mean, like, in the privacy of his home.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's fine. Do that.
You know.
Mm.
You don't agree?
Before he, you know, before he, you know, starts the Thanksgiving cooking. He's like, I just couldn't help myself.
It's not so good.
Well, yikes. I mean, you shouldn't be allowed around anything after that. People. Animals, food.
They need to be on a list.
Nothing's safe.
You mean, Lindsay, you're going to sit there and be all, you,
mm-hmm.
be all judgmental about someone using a turkey as a masturbatory aid?
Yes.
You.
I'm going to judge the hell out of them. That's yeah. You shouldn't be allowed to do.
You got to be strong, too. Because turkeys are heavy.
Right. It's thawed all the way, right? I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Ouch. I don't even want to think about it.
But again,
now I'm thinking about it.
But again, that's in Arkansas. So this processing plant is in Arkansas.
Hopefully none of this is true.
Yeah. Well, except for the, I mean, if you bought the turkey and you're in the privacy of your home, you should do whatever you want with it. Yep. If it's, you know, processed and all.
You're still a weirdo, but.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how are you going to arrest somebody for that? Unless they're doing it in front of the window and the school bus comes up.
That would not be good.
Yeah.
Oof. That would be awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I'm not saying I've done it. But I understand it.
What's that?
What are y'all talking about?
I don't know.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. Got two chatty Cathys in the room.
Sorry.
Riggins, that's why I'm just starting up the stuff. I'm not even asking if everybody's ready now. Because
yeah.
We just have to
you gotta cut through
both of these chicks in here just yapping and yapping.
I know. And I'm the one that has to leave. My kids are out of school and I'm over here eating, talking.
Yeah.
Get rid of me, guys.
No. So what, you got 30 minutes left before you got to go?
Probably. Well, okay. Yeah. Give or take. Give or take 20 minutes.
Give or take an hour.
Yeah.
Lindsay, do you, like, how often do you take a bath? Like a woman bath?
Not often. Before kids, I took one probably twice a week because I love a bath.
Uh-huh.
Now I just really don't have time. And after I put them to bed, I'm asleep. So maybe once a month. I mean, it's upsetting.
Yeah.
Because I love it.
Jody takes a bath every night and a shower during the day.
Like yeah, I love that. I love that.
But she'll get in there and be in there for, I've had to knock on the door and check on her sometimes, make sure she's okay.
She didn't drown.
Yeah. But I do think, I mean, nobody stays in the bathtub that long unless they're in there doing something sinister.
Yeah.
You know, she's probably up to no good.
Leaving a ring there in the tub.
But women love, women and my brother-in-law, Chuck, love taking long, leisurely baths.
Yeah, he's the only guy.
I've never known he takes a bath. Uh-huh. Interesting.
And he's as masculine of a masculine guy as you can be. Former professional bull rider, a master plumber by trade. He's also, he works at a prison. And he's on that special, they call it a SWAT team. They're the ones like the riot squad in the prison and all that. He's a sniper. Went to sniper school, the whole thing.
He works at a prison and takes baths. That just, it doesn't go together.
And he'll watch movies while he's in there. Like he's got it set up where there's a TV in front of the bathtub and he'll just watch a movie. And the water gets cold, I would think, wouldn't it?
I think so.
So what you do is after about, I don't know, 30 minutes, the temperature starts dropping. So you let a little bit out, close it back up, and put the hottest water you can back in.
Mm-hmm.
Like halfsies. Yeah. I mean, you're using a lot of water. I mean, that's your water bill's going to go up, but especially every night.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that Chuck does that.
Yeah.
It kind of is his sensitive side.
You've met him, though, haven't you?
Never.
You met him? I thought he was on the show one time when you were working with him.
Never.
But the damn Japanese have invented something now called the human washing machine.
Oh.
Where you get in it and it's completely enclosed and it washes your body and it checks your vitals while you're in there to make sure that you're okay. It soaps you up. It sprays you with the high pressure washer, but it makes sure that it's not hurting you and all that kind of stuff. And then it dries you when you're finished. It air dries you.
It's like an automatic car wash.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's like, but it takes about 15 minutes. So you might as well just take a shower.
Right. Yeah, that's a little long. If I'm going to go with all that stuff, it's too long for that.
Right.
Because I can do all that stuff in way less than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And anything that has to check my vitals, I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Well, because it's enclosed.
Well, right. You know. But I just don't want to risk
a
malfunction on that end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it takes away the concept because the reason you would take a bath is if you just want to relax in there. Well, you're not relaxing in this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of jostling you around and whatnot.
Do you clean yourself in the bath or is it really to just relax?
I do.
You soap and you clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think if you're taking a shower during the day like Jody and you're doing a bath at night, you could
do either
just
one.
Relax, you know.
Yeah. She's a bubble bath. The whole
My mom is too. She likes all that stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, what does your hair look like? Like my hair's
in that washing machine thing. That's what I was thinking.
Because it dries you, so it just sticks straight.
Yeah, you're not going to get a good shampoo and rinse out of the thing either. No. I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I got to see how this thing works.
You got tracks flying out. Like what's happening in there? It's like a tornado.
Uh huh.
And who had a problem with like the shower? They're like, this is just not working for me anymore. I need to like get it all automated.
I don't know, but it's like a full body bidet, I guess.
That's what it sounds like.
True. Mm-hmm.
I'd be afraid it would the water pressure would be so high it'd hit you in the wrong place.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
But that's part of the reason that it's hooked up to your vitals and stuff to make sure that it's to your liking.
If it sprays me so hard on my butthole that my vitals need to be checked, I turn down the pressure.
Right.
Let's go at a 2 instead of an 8.
If the oxygen mask drops down from the ceiling.
Yeah. Like if my boob pops, we're done. I'm suing you.
Check my vitals. It sprayed me so hard in the junk.
Yeah, call the paramedics.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do it because I'm claustrophobic.
Same.
Thing's completely enclosed. Yeah, or it would put water all over the bathroom.
And then what if you couldn't get out? I mean, there's so many scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in here all day. This is watching me. I've been in here 10 hours. Where were you?
I'm so clean, though.
Yeah. I've been calling you forever.
Water's going up your nose.
But see, I would think I don't understand how in a bathtub you get completely rinsed off.
Yeah, what I was wondering about the soap and stuff.
So, yeah, if it's a bubble bath and you have soap everywhere, you got to drain it. Then either you put fresh water back in it or you literally crouch down where the water comes out and just splash you.
you look like a golem from Lord of the Rings, just like a little monster splashing water up on yourself.
I mean, I've done that several times.
Like you're in a bird bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How pathetic. You're squatting is that? Down. How attractive is that? Butt-ass naked, yeah. Squatting down.
You know, you just do like you do with little kids and put a big tumbler in there and just dump the water all over.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be an easier idea. Thank you.
All right. Well, now you know. The next month when you get to take a bath, you do it that way.
Yeah.
No problemo.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.